We're back. They tried to keep us away.
You know they did.
Mother Nature's at it again.
Yep, yep, yep.
Not today. Not today.
Nah. Nothing could stop us from our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome back. My name's Adrian.
My name's Aaron.
This is To Teach One.
Yes, it is.
Special edition.
Special edition. We are unfortunately missing one of the triumvirate.
Which is why it's going to come completely unhinged.
Yeah.
Possibly. Possibly.
Possibly unhinged. We do have some special guests that may be making an appearance.
Special indeed.
Special indeed.
Yeah.
Special indeed. You have to wait, though.
No doubt.
Yeah. I don't think they're here yet.
No, they're not here yet, but I mean, they should be arriving. The weather's a little bit rough, down under. I don't think they get this kind of...
They don't get that kind of... That,
precipitation.
Wait, hold on. Is he here? Yeah. Hey, come on in.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah, it's him. Oh, yeah. Walk on in. Good eye. How y'all doing?
Yeah. What's up, bro?
Not much. I came down, especially, I wanted to do a public service announcement. A lot of people don't know what's actually going on down under.
Is that so?
Very correct, sir. Yeah.
All right. Well, teach us then. What's up?
I wanted to warn a lot of people. So apparently, we've had some dangerous situations with some dingoes. They've been stealing some babies, and a lot of people don't realize what the dingoes are up to, but I happen to know because I've been following them. Yeah, I have a special relationship with the dingo, and I've been tracking them into the forest.
Okay,
Okay. So the dingoes have been stealing babies. They've been
What?
The dingoes have been stealing babies. You may have heard about it here in the States. It was quite a...
What do you call that when that happens?
Dingo baby stealing. That's how that's called. Dingo baby stealing. DBS. Now, a lot of people... Now, this is alarming in itself that, the dingoes are stealing the babies. But what they're doing with them, right? Now, you might think they're eating them, right?
Yeah.
They're not. Now, the dingoes are taking the babies into the outback, and they're raising up a dingo baby army. A crazy dingo baby army.
No way.
And they're planning on marching on the major cities.
So this is like some kind of twisted Jungle Book.
It's amazing what's going on. It's amazing. And a lot of the tourists don't really know what's happening.
So you're trying to tell me that...
Absolutely.
We're paying attention to all the, the kangaroos, we think they're cute and stuff.
Well, that's true. A lot of people...
Beyond that, there's a killer baby dingo army.
Not only is there a killer dingo baby army, right? Now, I know there's a lot of people that want to visit Australia, right? And a lot of people think, Australia's dangerous because of, many poisonous spiders that'll just come upon you at night and just, kill you dead. Like, you don't even wake up, A lot of people are afraid of the snakes, right?
Do you say snakes?
There's a lot of crazy snakes in Australia.
No,
yeah.
No, I don't do snakes, man.
I advise you to stay away. However, we have the kangaroos that'll punch you in the face. We do have boxing kangaroos all over
the place. I've seen that. YouTube.
You've seen it. Now, but what a lot of people won't tell you, and I'm here to just let you in on a secret, right? What a lot of people miss is the most dangerous animal of them all.
Wait, don't tell me. It's not, don't tell me it's so. There's no way they've turned evil. Are you talking about the koalas?
The koalas, sir. Oh, yes.
Man.
Now, they fool you.
Not but the koalas, man.
Now, here's the thing. They look all furry and they look all friendly, right?
Yeah.
Those koalas got sharp little claws and they just come screaming at you out of the trees, right? And just rough you up, You know why, don't you?
Nah.
They've all got the syphilis. That's true.
How did that happen?
What, how does it normally happen?
No, you're kidding me.
Yeah, a lot of horny, little randy old koalas.
Yeah.
And just getting up on each other, yeah?
Yeah, it's the quiet ones you have to watch out for.
Absolutely.
That's what they say.
Well, they look all furry, they just fool you with their sharp little claws.
And chill.
The tiny
and
little
cute.
Teeth. Just coming at you.
Oh, man. Well...
And the thing is because of the crazy dingo baby emergency, I've got to fly back immediately. But I did hear your podcast, you know?
Yeah.
And I knew you were the guys to come talk to, you know?
We're flattered. I knew we try.
Immediately. Yeah.
We try. You know, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And, you know, keep tune in.
Definitely.
So you said you watch, you know, about all these things on YouTube. You know, interesting thing is you can find the podcast on YouTube as well.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
I'm going to check it out immediately.
Absolutely.
Immediately.
Look us up. And and you can find us by typing in the number two.
The number two.
T-E-A-C-H.
T-E-A-C-H.
O-N-E.
O-N-E. So not the number one.
Not the number one at the end.
Oh, that okay. Explains a lot.
There's been a little bit of confusion.
That explains a lot.
But that's how it's spelled.
You know, I'll keep that in mind. Yeah, and I'll check it back on the plane right out.
I would
like to say, before I leave, you know, God bless Her Majesty, the Queen.
Yes. Okay.
And long may her reign be successful.
Splendid. Thank you.
God save the Queen.
Indeed.
Adios, amigos, as you say here in the States.
Adios, darling.
Wow, that guy's amazing.
Man, that guy is something else.
Yeah. I
mean, what a big heart on that guy. He cares so much. He came all the way here to warn us before things got out of hand.
Yeah, well, and if, you know, like, what are the dingoes doing? Like, that's intense, man. Like, dingoes, armies, like, I don't know.
You know what? There's so many things going on, and we're not aware. We're too busy watching Netflix.
I do love Netflix, though. I mean,
you know, I was talking to my dad about this the other day, and we came up with the perfect way to describe what Netflix is, and in our minds, our description, how we see it, is that Netflix is basically drugs that you watch.
Kind of, right? You get hooked on a show. And then you just can't stop watching it.
But that's the thing. And there's so many shows. Dude, it doesn't end.
No.
It really doesn't.
Because it's funny how, like, even me and he will be talking. I'll be like, have you seen this show? And you're like, no, I would totally watch it, but I'm into these 9 shows right now. I don't have time to put another one on my list. Talk to me in like 2 months, right?
In 2 months, you've discovered something else.
Oh, yeah, because you just, you know, it's like suggest things. You're like,
exactly.
And then you watch it for a minute or you hear something from somebody else. It's kind of hilarious. You want to hear a joke? You want to hear a joke I heard today?
Hit me, man.
Okay, now, why do chicken coops have 2 doors?
You know, I know exactly, I was told that joke today.
Really?
But you know who?
I do know who.
But you know what? For the sake of the people listening, okay? No, I don't know why chicken coops have 2 doors.
Well, if it had 4 doors, it'd be a chicken sedan. that is some funny stuff, ladies and gentlemen. That is some funny stuff. Hey, have you ever had a vegetarian brat?
There's no such thing.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Wait, that's a thing?
That get it? They're the worst.
Oh my god.
What do you call a what do you call a Catholic?
Wait! Don't blow your wad, man. We haven't even started, man.
I got so many. What do you call a Catholic priest that's also a lawyer?
Oh god, this is not going anywhere good.
No, it's PG.
What?
A father-in-law. Come on.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Hey, have you heard one?
Wait,
about
did you get that one from Lou?
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Lou, by the way.
Shout out to Lou
the
at
King
the 20th
of dad
Street
jokes.
Gym. Man, he's got so many. I just try to like download them.
You know
all,
where he
you
gets
know?
Them from, right? There's a page he follows on Facebook, man.
Really?
Yes.
It's beautiful stuff. Hey, have you heard the one about the roof?
Yeah, can we save? Can we save
don't
some
worry about
for the rest
head.
Of the show?
No, we'll get back to it. We could just spend like 50 minutes and
we can't do this to people. Okay, we can't literally just do whatever we want today. I mean, technically we can because we make the rules.
I did want to give a shout out to our loyal listeners. You know, we
absolutely. Let me go ahead and
thank you
and check
so
and
much.
See. I mean, as of right now. At least on the platform that we began on, which is the Podbean app.
The Podbean.
We have 7 loyal listeners.
That's right.
I happen to know for a fact that we have other listeners on iTunes.
Yes.
I haven't checked where we're at on Stitcher. We've got Spotify. Look for us everywhere.
It is crucial to remember, though, that although the website is the numeral 2, the word teach and the numeral 1, the podcast itself is the numeral 2, the word teach and the word 1. Exactly. We do like to keep it interesting. We like to keep you on your toes. We're not just going to make it easy for you. it has nothing to do with, the URL address being taken.
No.
We planned that from the beginning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, no, we are very, very pleased with those who have responded. And, you know, we've gotten some really good reviews. We've gotten some critical feedback. And we'd like to continue to get that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really want you to be involved. And that kind of segues into what we're going to kind of talk about today. So we have a vision for what the podcast can be. And that vision, you know, it evolves as we roll. And I know Adrian's kind of looking up how many followers we got and checking out some stats. But what we've thought about doing and what excites us at the moment is trying out different health activities and reporting back, maybe even doing some video logging, you know, recording ourselves. So we want to do some Reiki therapy.
Reiki
therapy. We do have a... No, this is different. A lot of people do Reiki therapy. We had a good buddy who I don't know if he's listened to the podcast yet. His name is Ricky.
Reiki, man. Reiki.
Reiki therapy is some intense stuff, man. He's kind of a tall guy. Hails from around Philadelphia way, I believe.
Yeah, Reiki.
Big 76ers fan. I don't know if you've ever heard the 76ers.
Reiki ain't from Philly, man.
I think it's near Philly. He's always singing the 76ers song. If you've never heard it,
it's very catchy.
Go check it out.
Reiki from Maryland, man.
Is he from Maryland?
Yeah, that's where he's from.
He just follows. I know he's a big Liverpool fan.
He's huge into the sports, man. That's his thing.
Okay, well, I know he loves us because we're always talking about, you know.
And he plays indoor.
Yeah.
So he's fully about that, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, man, there's nothing better than indoor soccer. I mean, there's a few things better, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Netflix.
It's a lot of fun, yeah.
It's not as good for you, though.
No.
By the way, Netflix is not paying us to just keep mentioning its name.
No, not at all. We wish they would.
Yeah, we...
If they want to. Like, you work for Netflix.
We can definitely... You know what? We'll be on Netflix at some point, man.
Oh, yeah.
All we got to do is keep showing up.
That's right.
You know, the snow thought it was going to keep us away.
No way, man.
I didn't even know it was snowing, man.
Couldn't even tell.
Once I found out, unfazed.
Unfazed. Uh-huh. Set your phasers on. None.
Man. Stop. I cannot handle this anymore.
We had the option. We could have just been like, oh, well, we're not going to do it this week. But we love this. I don't know why, but this is...
What do you mean you don't know? I know why. It's fun. And you know what? Here's the thing. At least for myself, I set out to do something and we're doing it now.
That's right.
A lot of people talk about doing something and they totally mean it. When it comes to intent, there's no like ill intent. They're not just, saying stuff because they want to amuse people and then, No. I decided that I wanted to do this podcast for, the reasons that we spoke about in podcast number 1, which was, the title was Why Are We Starting This Podcast? You can find it at our website, which is the number 2, TEACH.
1.
Number 1.
Number 1.
The number numeral 1. 1.com.
Number 1.
You can find all our past episodes on there.
Yeah.
Our social media profiles. Please feel free to get in touch with us.
But
that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to start a podcast, to simplify things. This whole health and wellness thing, it's a rabbit hole.
It really is.
I mean,
it's amazing. I was just reading today about, because I work out a lot. We work out a lot. And so I've been, I've got a particular goal in mind that I'm trying to achieve this summer. And I want the 6-pack. I'm in relatively good shape.
Yeah.
Especially for my age.
Yeah.
But
no doubt.
But I want a certain look, and I've never, it's like going for the brass ring. So you have to get serious about it. Or the gold ring, I should say. Well, you have to.
Are you talking about medals? A gold medal?
Gold medal, brass ring. I'm not sure. I'm mixing some metaphors up. You
know? I'm like, hold on. Right? What's this about a ring, man?
So,
what ring is this?
But
is
this so,
the Lord of the Rings?
One ring.
One ring to rule them all.
Yeah, that's the only ring we can bring, you know. Other than that,
So, but anyway, so I was looking at, so I got some stubborn, you know, you have the, especially guys will know this, you know, you can lose weight everywhere else and then the belly. And even when it's not bad.
That's pretty common, though.
It is. It's holding, very
holding,
common.
Holding, like, you know, a fat
subcutaneous. It's actually healthy. Like, it's really not healthy to be at 11% body fat, no matter what it looks like.
Well, a certain amount is healthy, you know. Yeah. They've got this thing, you know, they say now, you know, the way they measure your health is by how much you're actually holding at your waistline as far as, you know, subcutaneous fat goes.
Right.
Because, yes, some will probably benefit you, especially, sure, you know, when you need to tap into those, you know, reserves.
Well, yeah, because your body is thinking, you know, hey, keep a little bit of this, man.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
I don't know if we're getting food next winter. I mean, you know, because...
Yeah.
In many ways, we're basically a squirrel.
Our body has no idea that Uber Eats is a thing.
Exactly.
Again, they're not paying us.
Yeah, and it has no idea I'm trying to take the revenge photo from my ex-girlfriend, you know, from like 2 years ago. I just want one. If you're listening, she's not listening.
Yeah, so crazy.
But so I was
real
reading.
Talk, though.
It's real talk. So, yeah, I almost bought a motorcycle and got some tattoos. So...
so glad you took the high road.
Yeah.
Way classier.
Well, I had to. She blocked me on Facebook. So, so I am single, just so you know. And completely over this a couple years ago. That's I almost fantastic. Got married. It was a touch and go thing.
Yeah.
And I think now how my life would have turned out if I had married her. I mean, God bless her and everything, but it would have fallen apart very quickly. You know, looking back on it, I'm like, dodged a bullet. But right. So anyway, back to my main point. So I'm looking at this information on how to lose that last, you know, few percentages of body fat so that you can really, you know, look like you have a six pack. And so I'm reading about insulin sensitivity. And you know how we've all been taught there's a glycemic index of foods and some foods spike your sugar and all this. Well, here I am reading along, and here's this guy, he's got a degree, and he starts writing that how they did those tests and what they found from them, that there's really not much difference. That it really doesn't mean anything. And I'm just blown away because I'm like, I could have sworn I did just read something the night before, spent an hour researching it, that told me that was the key. Insulin was the key to actual weight loss. I'm like, okay, I got it figured out. So I get up this morning, I do a little more reading.
Right.
Insulin plays no factor in weight loss. And you're just totally confused. And that's why we really wanted to do this, so that, although I can't tell you either way, but we're going to be able to talk about, and especially in some upcoming episodes when we do nutrition, we're going to have a nutritionist in here.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
You know, and we're going to be able to talk about some of the competing theories, because the truth is, nobody really knows all the way, but there is evidence pointing both ways, and you got to figure out what works for you.
Yeah,
right. It's all individual.
It's all individual. I mean, the information out there it's polarizing, and that's the whole point of, you know, the approach that we're taking. We're looking at the fundamentals, like what are the really important basics, right? That you need to know to tackle this, that, or the other, as far as, you know, our health and wellness goes.
Yes.
You know, and it just sets a good foundation for whatever is to come.
Yeah. And it gives you the tools to figure out how your body works. Because what I was reading
today, that takes a while.
What was interesting, you know, they had, because I'm like, how do you figure out if you're, I forget which one, if you're gluten sensitive or not gluten sensitive, insulin sensitive, right? If your body responds to carbohydrates, because some people will respond to a high protein, high carbohydrate, low fat diet.
Yeah.
Some people will not.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it was a really practical advice that was given, because I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to go in, get some blood tests. We're going to figure this out. They're like, no, just don't eat anything for a little while. Then eat an extremely high carb meal. And then see how your body reacts. Do you feel sluggish, want to take a nap, and then are hungry in like a couple hours?
Right.
Or are you energized and like ready to rumble?
Just ready to go run.
Yeah. And that will sort of tell you how your body reacts to carbohydrates. Yeah. And I thought, man, that's some practical advice. And I know we're not doing that show right now, but it's just an example.
It's just an example
of some fundamental stuff that we can talk about.
And, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, so we were talking about Ricky Therapy. And so just a little advertisement. So for $75, our friend Ricky will come over to your house.
Ricky, I have nothing to do with this, by the way.
And, you know, he's a real tall guy, so he'll, you know, he'll stand there. He's pretty funny, so he'll tell you some jokes, play a little soccer with you. You know, ease your mind. You know, make your day go a little bit better, you know. $75 an hour. Hey, and I just want you to know, I only get $25 of that. So it's, I mean, that's just a third, and I think that's pretty good.
Pittance.
I mean, it's a pretty unique commodity, Ricky Therapy.
Moving on. So, the actual, man, this dude's just gone rogue. You know, when we said we're going to come and play it a little bit loose, he took it to a, you know, a whole other level. So basically, what we'd like to really get to, you know, the reason why we're, you know, kind of taking the a different route, a different approach, you know, this time is because we want to, you know, we just want to talk about some of the things that we'd like to do.
Yeah.
You know, some of them reasonable, some of them completely unreasonable.
Unreasonable.
But the more reason goes out the window, the more fun comes in. And that's part of why we're doing this.
Fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So where should we start? What do you want to talk about first?
So I mispronounced Reiki, right? And that's, so one of the ideas that we had was to go out, because I've never done that stuff, and Adrian's never done it.
I had to look it up, like, what is it?
Yeah, and it's like energy, working with energy stuff, and we happen to know a Reiki practitioner.
We do.
And so we thought we'd do a show on Reiki therapy, so we're going to go do it, we're going to blog about it, we're going to vlog it, and we're going to podcast about it, and we might even have our friend who does the practicing on the show. And what might be interesting
is... Why wouldn't we?
Yeah. She's great anyway.
Yeah.
And she might be able to get her husband, who had an experience with cancer and the Reiki therapy, right? And I'll let him tell his story, but it kind of ties into this idea, you know, that we're going to be talking about when we do the second part of our cancer series. And they didn't, you know, they didn't just do that. It was in addition to... traditional therapies, because it was so interesting. We have a friend, and we know he's listening, Flo and Owen. We know you're out there.
Yeah,
shout
Flowin.
Out. Yeah.
Flowing, man. Shout out to you,
man. That's right. Double major. Going to go to med school, basically anywhere that he wants to. He's studying for the MCATs. He's going to do fantastic. Yeah. He's going places, man. Yeah, and yeah, this dude, guy has,
his,
I mean.
His current job. I mean, I didn't even know this was a thing.
Oh, it is so cool. And here's a guy. This is like where you think, you know, what happens if I just apply myself? We need to have him on here talking about that.
Well, I mean, I definitely want to have him on.
Don't want to tell his story.
I definitely want to have him on, you know, but there's something very specific I'd like for him to discuss.
Yeah, but anyway, so I was talking with him about this topic, and I said, you know, alternative medicine versus traditional medicine. And he said, well, what about traditional and alternative? Like, why rule anything out?
Well, no, it's not about... Well, okay, so just like... So say someone wasn't born with diabetes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they, at some point in their life, they, you know, ended up developing type 2. Now, there's many ways to, you know, skin a cat. And one of them is you start with some kind of, you know, traditional medicine, right?
Right.
So something along those lines, you know, whether that means going to the doctor, getting diagnosed, you know, checking out your levels, discussing, you know, what kind of medications. And once you're stable, you change your lifestyle. And that at that point, you roll straight into alternative, you know, an alternative approach, right?
Yeah.
And so that, you know, that's a good example, you know, because there's people, plenty of people that have been able to get off their meds, you know, and that kind of thing. Right. But it was the combination.
The combination of the two, because you don't want to leave anything out.
No.
I mean, it's, you know, Western medicine, for its good and its bad points, has made some major advances. And you can't ignore that. And at the same time, though, there are traditional practices from other parts of the world that also show amazing results in their own way. And so what we want to do is, you know, not just the Reiki therapy, but we want to go do yoga, which I've done like a partial attempt a couple times. But really, go take an actual class and see what it's like. We want to go do some martial arts.
Let's go back to yoga.
Yeah.
Dude, yoga? Yoga is tough, man.
Yoga is extremely tough.
You know, I think there's a lot. I think the general perception is that yoga is, you know, for, you know, like an exercise, type of exercise for women or for, you know, wimps or, dude, that's not true at all. Matter of fact, it's so difficult. I remember reading this article about these special forces guys that started doing some yoga, right? And these guys had never been that sore in their lives. I mean, it real pain. And we're talking about some badasses, man.
Well, yeah.
These are serious dudes.
You don't just like, hey, I think I'd like to join the special forces today.
No.
No,
these are guys who went through some training that'll test anyone.
Yeah.
You know, and they can lift heavy weights and, you know, do all that. Took a yoga class, changed their lives.
Right. I mean, it is amazing how, and it's like a very old and traditional Indian technique.
Yes, it is.
I actually have read the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, which are very interesting. And it begins, and it's a whole body exercise. So it's using the positions of the body to enhance the mind, right, or the spirit, which is its Eastern roots. Here in America, you know, it's more about the stretching and the exercise. But it does have some very traditional roots in Indian, you know, from India medicine. So it's kind of interesting, you know, so we want to do that.
Yeah, we want to do that for sure.
Yeah, and we're looking into filming it, so we want to be able to show that too, so we have something to put on the YouTube.
Yeah.
And so what we also...
Where can they find us on YouTube?
Well, Adrian, I believe that is To Teach One. Why don't you tell us the exact spelling?
Well, it's the numeral 2, followed by T-E-A-C-H. O-N-E.
O-N-E.
To Teach One.
To Teach One.
Yeah. That's where you can find
us. Coming to a theater near you.
On all platforms.
You thought you knew.
iTunes, Google Play Music,
they would be held
Stitcher,
by the snow,
Spotify.
But they are To Teach One. And they cannot be stopped.
Is it? I don't know. That's my movie voice. That's like, you know. That's
coming this summer. To Teach One.
Are you done yet?
I think I'm done.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, like, you know, like Aaron's saying, we definitely want to do that. We had an idea to start doing some video content.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's going to add an interesting layer, you know, for us and for everyone who's going to consume, you know, the content. Because for one of the reasons we wanted to do that, the initial idea was people seem to have some kind of, sometimes people are scared to do new things, you know, and especially, so it's one thing to do something new and it doesn't involve you, you know, really applying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about doing anything that involves, you know, like, you know, physical activity that's new, then you get into, you know, open up a whole other can of worms, right? When it comes to the whole fear thing.
Absolutely.
And so, we just wanted to, you know, put our money where our mouth is and go out there and do all these different things.
Absolutely. You know,
and let you see what it's like, the process.
Right.
Because we'll genuinely have never done any of those things.
And if we've done a little bit of it, we'll be honest and say it. And what's awesome is I am like that. Like, I remember joining a gym for the first time a few years ago.
Right.
First time in a long time. And I did not want to go without you for a minute. I'm like, are you going to the gym? And what's funny is now, I mean, we go sometimes, but I'm just like, yeah, I'm at the gym. You know, I'm out the door.
Oh, yeah, man. So
I understand that. And the same with like taking a class in Taekwondo or something. Nobody really wants to be like the new guy, right? You want to be, it's like going to the gym. Like, I want to get ripped before I go to the gym. Well, it's, you know, it's not how it works, right?
There's a small exclusive club of people who just look like that before they even step in the gym, right?
I know, man. You're like, well, I kind of work out. And you're like, how do you look like? It's just genetics, right?
Yeah, genetics, man. You know. Oh, speaking of which, I was with the founding father this afternoon at the gym.
Really?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Good to see that guy.
Yeah, it's a friend of ours who we see at the gym occasionally. And yeah, he's looking good.
Yeah, I feel like he's one of those guys, one of those people.
Yeah, I think he's going to make it.
He works at, you know, looking and, you know, being fit. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like, you know, he just wakes up looking like magnificence.
He does. Like, it was so funny, like, when we used to spend more time with him and you would see girls around him. And you're just like, yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm not getting any attention this afternoon.
Looks like he might, you know. He looks like, you know, if you just knocked on the doors of one of the Kennedys, they'd be like, oh, welcome right? home.
Right? Like, oh, yeah, where you been? Come on in. Did you want to run for the House or the Senate?
We got you, man. We got you, man. It's nothing. Yo, real talk, though.
Yeah, he's a great guy, man.
But so anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we want to explore those things, not just for content, right? But we want to do it because it's going to be fun for us. And some of these things we've never done, and it kind of gives me an excuse to be the new guy in the Kung Fu class or to be the new guy at Reiki therapy, which I probably would not have done. You know, so what we want is for our 7 dedicated listeners, maybe 14 by the time, who knows, right? Maybe 30, right? But, you know, we're just going to keep at it until it's successful. But what we'd like is for you to get involved. Like, is there something that you've always wanted to do? It's like health and fitness related, could be kind of a sport thing that you've always wanted to do. You want to know more about. You'd like to see us go do it first so you can have an idea of what it's going to be like. Let us know. Go to the website, numeral2, teach, numeral1.com, right?
That's right.
Reply in any of the venues in which you can find this podcast. And what's cool about being involved with a podcast that is not huge yet, mm-hmm. right, is that we read and reply to every comment. And we want to know what you want. And so if you get involved, you're going to have a major part in what we do going forward, because we're still going to take time to explore topics like nutrition and, you know, fitness and insulin sensitivity and food allergies and all these really kind of interesting.
Hey, don't forget mental health. I mean, that's going to be part of what we do.
Yes, and a major part. We've got a major series that we're lining up on addiction.
But we'll get to that.
Yeah,
right?
we'll get to that.
But what you're saying is very true.
But we're going to intersperse it with some fun stuff where it has us going out and doing things and then reporting back to you, the listener. And we'd really like to know what you think.
Yeah, we want to know. I mean, this isn't a one-way street. We didn't start this, you know, to have the conversation just among ourselves.
Right.
You know, we wanted to, as Aaron has alluded to, you know, a few times, we're trying to really create a community.
Yes.
Of people that, you know, want to be involved in the discussion that is health and wellness, you know, in its entirety. And it's broad. But we don't see that as a negative thing.
No.
You know, we will definitely do some things to focus, you know, really what we're talking about, you know, from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot to be discussed about, you know, health and wellness.
Yeah, it's a huge and never-ending topic, really.
Yeah, absolutely, which is good for us.
You know what I just thought about? What I'd like to do, it's a little more of a sport, but we do live here in frozen Colorado. Have you ever thought about trying curling?
You know, so here's a funny thing, right? I think recently one of our clients was into that.
Really?
And I have never met anyone that was involved in that sport.
That is awesome. I want to do the, like, I don't so much want to throw the stone.
I want to do that.
Okay, you could throw the stone. But I want to be the dude with the brush. You know those guys that are just...
We can try both.
Okay. I didn't know if they were brushers. See, this is the things I'd like to find out.
But if we're just going to go and cover it, right? So we can show people, right?
Oh, we definitely
right,
want to try.
Then want to try both sides,
well,
right?
Well, sure, yeah.
Because you might be thinking that brush is where you're at. But you know, in a past life...
Maybe I was just like an expert
you were just
curler.
Throwing those stones, man.
Olympic. Well, you know what it reminds me of? It's like frozen bocce ball. I always think it's amazing how the sports seem to have kind of mutated over the centuries based on weather. Because think about it, like hockey, right? So I'm a big soccer guy.
Yeah.
But if you look at hockey, you can see how some dudes that came from the equator moved up north, right? And it's frozen and they're trying to play soccer, right? And this is like way back in the day. So they got some like real pigskin soccer ball or something. And I'm like, this thing's frozen.
Right.
This isn't going to work. And plus I keep slipping on the ice.
Right.
And they're like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What about some skates, right? So they put the skates on. This is how I imagine it, right?
Okay. I'm following you.
And they're trying to like kick the ball.
Okay.
Right. But the ball is still like really frozen and really hard. So they're like, this isn't going to work. Let's shrink the ball and let's make it be able to like flow on the ice. So bang, you got the puck, right?
Okay.
So now I see them, right? And they got ice skates on and they got a puck, like a rudimentary puck, right?
Right. You know?
And they're like trying to kick it, but they're kind of slipping and they're slide because, you know, you're lifting your foot up trying to play with this. They're like, this isn't working. We need something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then one genius is like, hey.
Someone's like, what about we just grab like, maybe he grabs a branch or something nearby, right?
Bam. Bam. You just invented hockey.
You know, the crazy thing is things happen like that, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to.
They just evolve.
The real history of rugby and soccer is kind of interesting. You know, they invented the rules of soccer to keep these massive games because the guys would get off work, right, at like 5 or so. And there would be these huge ball games, kind of like you see kids play, just happen in the streets in England. And they were like, well, this is getting a little out of control. So they organized the game, right? And so they did that. And then there was a split over who, like if they were going to be able to pick the ball up or not. And so rugby went one way. These are the guys who are like, yeah, we want to be able to pick the ball up, right? And then, you know, football, which we call soccer, went the other way. And they're like, nah, you can't pick it up, right? And so that's where they split. But they used to be kind of the same sport. And they all developed after just some dudes after work just chasing the ball down the street.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can totally see though.
Yeah. And then American football, again, genius guy is like what I still consider the greatest sport invention, the forward pass.
The forward pass.
The forward pass.
In what?
Well, so in rugby.
In football?
In American football, right? Because in rugby, you can pick the ball up, but you can only pass backwards.
Backwards. That's correct.
Right. And then somebody's like...
But dude, okay, here's the thing. Is it that genius when... Because the reason I look at it like that, mm-hmm. right? I'm not downing what they did.
Right.
I just see how it happened because they were like, oh, so you can only pass the ball backwards. This foreign sport, okay? let's do... Because basically in America, what happened was everything got done. They did everything the opposite way. Light switches. They flipped the opposite direction.
What you talking about, Willis?
There's all kinds of things that...
Light switches are different in other countries? You are blowing my mind if that's true.
I kid you not.
So down is on? Interesting.
Yeah, this place is... In a big way, what happened here was they were like, you know, they used to do it like that.
We're just
going to flip. This is America.
This is America.
Baby.
Yeah.
We're gonna do it like this. So that in the same spirit, someone was like, "Yeah, I'm forward pass, flinging baby. This ball ahead."
Like, forget about this backward pass nonsense.
They just had a moment where they were like, "Frida,"
but it created this like really great game. Although we could like totally get into football because I do think there's gonna have to be some major changes. Like my prediction is ultimately weight limits at positions in order. Yeah, well, because if you look at like, okay, so there's, so I grew up in Dallas. There's this very famous Dallas cowboy named Bob Lilly.
Okay.
Like from way back in the like 50s and 60s.
Okay.
He was huge for his time. He was a lineman. Now, if you looked at him, you'd be like, that's a tight end, right? So people have gotten, because that's of the-
I see you.
Yeah,
I see,
the training and everything and the nutrition. People have gotten huge. You got these like 300-pound men who can run a 4.5 40. That's insane, right? Yeah. And they, you know, hitting each other so often. I just think it's dangerous. I think ultimately that's kind of the sport's going to scale back from just brute force and more into finesse. That's just kind of the future I see for football.
Hey, you know what? We're just going to have to wait and see, right?
Wait and see, right?
Yeah, only time will tell.
Wouldn't it be great if we could get picked up by the NFL? Could I be
That's funny. I know people.
Uh-oh. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not going to say who this person is, but I just found out that my uncle's he secured a job with that great organization. Yeah. Although, you know, they definitely have some work to do. I think there's a lot of potential there.
Yeah. But it's been an interesting couple of years as far as NFL goes.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't get political on the show, but it has been interesting.
It has been interesting. Everyone can attest to that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, but the game, let's digress. Let's get back.
Get back.
I know this is the unhinged part we were talking about earlier.
Unhinged.
Yeah, coming this summer.
To the interview.
So...
Yeah. So, you know, we were talking about having people like tell us what they want us to do, right? So we had some really good ideas. Well, we think they're great ideas, but we'd like to hear from you.
Right. Yeah. So yoga is one thing. We're going to do Reiki. We're also going to go and check out, you know, some other things, treatment wise. You know, there's things.
Acupuncture?
Acupuncture is one thing that we can go and look into, right? We happen to know someone that is, how you say expert?
Expert? I believe you said the expert.
Okay.
This is but, very good.
An expert of, what is it? Is it body manipulation?
We call it the deep tissue massage.
No. What does Dr. Kevin do?
Dr. Kevin.
Chiropractic. He's a chiropractor.
You've got to hear, we've got to get Dr. Kevin on. He explains this so well, and it's so interesting because I remember the first time I met him, right? And we're sitting down, and he's telling us, you know, hey, we're going to do this and this. And I'm like, yeah, I can't do that. And he's like, well, you know, can you tell me why? And I said, well, my mom told me to never go to a chiropractor. And he goes, okay, well, you know, tell me a little bit about your mom. And my mom went to school in the late 60s, right? Okay. And traditional medicine.
Right.
And it turns out there was this big push by the certain forces to not have chiropractic taken seriously. And they actually were the chiropractors ended up winning a suit against this other organization, so they would have to stop saying stuff like that. But that had been what my mother was taught, right?
Interesting.
Yeah, and the thing is, I had this, my nerves in my right hand. Like when I would hold hands or something or squeeze, it would go numb, right? And it's not an instantaneous thing, but after a couple months of once a week adjustment, it just didn't happen anymore. And to hear him explain the theory behind chiropractic is fascinating. You know, and what's cool is, you know how it started? And I do happen to know this story. It's really neat. There was a gentleman, I believe it was in upstate New York, and there was like a janitor who was deaf. And he had like really bad posture or something. And this guy had been doing his own reading, because chiropractic actually goes back many, many years, like manipulation of the spine to relieve pressure on the nerves, right? The main locus of the nerves in the body is the spine,
right?
And all the nerves go to all the organs. So this gentleman had this issue, and he was like, "Hey, can I work on you?" And he consented, and he actually cured his deafness. Right, the guy was not deaf anymore, and the original thought was, he was like, "I have figured out the cure for hearing impairment."
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. No, he hadn't. It just happened that this gentleman had I'm reaching for the word. Dr. Kevin would be disappointed. It's the word for when your nerve is kind of pinched. It is
impinged. Impingement.
No, it's like a. I can't think of it. I should look it up. But anyway, so he had an issue where that particular nerve was not being allowed to work what it's supposed to do, right?
Sciatica? So,
well, no, that's a particular...
That's a particular nerve, the sciatic nerve.
It's like a sub... Oh, man, somebody out there right now is...
Well, that's why he's the doctor.
Yeah, that's why he's the doctor. And he... So this gentleman at the beginning thought he had cured hearing impairment. What he'd really done is just, you know, found chiropractic. And because many things can be fixed if you would just allow the body to heal itself. Like the body is an amazing machine and intended to be able to weather all kinds of storms, but occasionally just needs a bit of an adjustment, right? To realign the nerves. And then once you have the nerves going where they're supposed to go, without impingement, as the word we'll use, because I can't think of the actual word.
Okay.
Many things can be healed. Right. So it can be as simple as, you know, my hand stopped going numb, or it can be, you know, this gentleman was cured of his hearing impairment. You know, so it's a fascinating history, and we'll let Dr. Kevin tell it. Hopefully, he agrees to come on the show. I don't know if he's listened yet. I need to actually contact him directly.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he's listening now. So, hey, Dr. Kevin, how you doing?
What's up, Doc?
Yeah, his son actually just did really well in a swim meet.
Nice. So,
yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, he's all about health and wellness. It's great.
Swimming is a great sport.
It really is.
And a form of exercise. Low impact. Mm-hmm. All about that.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's great for people with asthma.
Really?
Yeah, because it gets you to exercise those your lungs.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
Make them stronger.
Yeah. Huh. I never thought about that. But, you know, so there's
at least
many
that's what
things.
They told me.
Yeah. Well, and we'll have to go. Maybe we can go have a session with Dr. Kevin. You know, because have you been to a chiropractor before?
You know, what I'm going to do is sit back and man the camera.
Nah,
someone must man the camera.
Ladies
you see,
and gentlemen.
I will take that on wholeheartedly.
He's a very dynamic individual. And once you talk to him, you'll be like, let's do this for real.
No.
Yeah, he's got the mojo. He's got the spirit.
You know,
he's,
hey man, listen, you're a charming guy, and I'm sure he is too. Good luck. Good luck with that argument, man.
Okay, so everybody, please tell Adrian how much you'd like to see him get a chiropractic adjustment.
Dude, I took someone mm-hmm. to their chiropractic appointment.
Right.
And that's why I'll never go again. Because what? There's... I just... No.
No, it's, no,
there
it's
was,
okay.
There were sounds.
Uh-huh.
And,
oh, yeah.
And...
you should hear my neck.
And the movement. It was just a little bit... It really... I think what it is... And, you know, if Dr. Kevin's listening, he'll be like, yeah, you know, that's the typical, like, perception.
Yeah, it is.
But it just seemed like there's a high chance of something going wrong.
No, and... Well, and that's why once we get him on here and he talks about that, because he covers that in his introductory, you know, when he's telling you what's going on, you have to understand it's not like a mail order course. You know, I believe it's 6 or 7 years of intense schooling. There's a board that oversees things. But it is true, and he will tell you, and this is one of the things that I learned, is you don't go to my advice, let's just say me, from what I understand, it is not as preferable to just go to a place that doesn't know you. You just walk in, get an adjustment from some guy you've never met before, right? This is not what you want to do. What you want to do is establish a relationship with a physician who knows you, because wellness is not just about getting an adjustment. Wellness is about what you eat, what you do. You know, the adjustment is just part of it. And so, you know, he's a physician, you know, and not an MD, but a physician nonetheless. And so, you know, he'll talk about that because it's very interesting, because that's kind of what I thought too. But it was so cool because when we would go, we'd be sitting in a circle while somebody would get an adjustment. And yeah, you'd hear some things, you know, but people would get up and you'd see the healing. And it's not immediate. You know, what's interesting is Western medicine is so focused on, you got a pain? Let's fix it. You know, this is more like, let's get your body healthy.
No. I believe what you meant to say is, you have some pain? Here's some gabapentin.
That's true. Is your big toe a little bit red there? Here's some gabapentin.
When you woke up this morning, were you breathing normally? Here's some gabapentin.
Yeah, gabapentin. Absolutely. So, are you frightened when someone comes up behind you and scares you? Gabapentin.
Nah, it'll fix all of that.
Do your eyebrows itch? Gabapentin.
I'm sure there's some kind of messed up song we can, you know, write. Oh yeah. Anyway, let's digress. Yeah. You know, hey, and let's just be real.
Yeah, take what your doctor tells you to take.
If your doctor thinks you should be on some medicine and there's an actual reason to take it, at least for a little while, until you stabilize and, you know, perhaps take a lifestyle approach or, you know, alternative, you know, mm-hmm. medicine approach, you know, there's room for that, you know.
Yes.
And I think that's...
Well, that's the thing, you know, fundamentals.
That's something people need to, you know, well, at least that's our...
It's our perspective, right?
Perspective, right?
Yeah. And I think the idea
There's a place for pharmaceuticals.
Yes, there is. Okay. And now, do we think that possibly sometimes doctors in certain situations just kind of throw a whole bunch of pharmaceuticals at somebody and hopefully they feel better? We think that happens.
Yeah.
And somewhere out there, Dr. Kevin is agreeing. We got to get some of his stories anyway. But we don't want to just talk about chiropractic, as amazing as it is. You know, we want to hear from you on anything that you'd like us to do. And, you know, from curling, from kung fu, Reiki therapy.
I mean, if you think it has some health and wellness benefits to it, suggest it.
Please do.
And we'll pick something and go with it.
And run with it, yeah.
You know, and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? And then, you know what? Also, let us know what you think that segment should be called.
Yeah, come up with some names. We could use
Make some suggestions.
Yeah. We can always use suggestions from the audience. Are we expecting another visitor before we close down tonight? Or
At some point, we may. We could have another guest.
I think he may be approaching. I heard a car door. Hold on. Come on in.
Hey, how y'all doing? Wait, isn't this the place? Is this the show?
Are you a friend of Aaron's?
Yeah. My name is Bill. Yeah.
What? Well, your name's who?
Bill. You can call me Jesse. Some people call me David. Some people call me Rick. You know, I've had many different names and many different situations. You know, I just walked here down from Alaska. It's a tough trek. You know, I was just up there. I was building walls, tearing them down again, building them again. That's just what I do.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you know, bear wrestling, crocodile hunting, all kinds of different aspects of the.
Oh, wait. I think I've seen you, YouTube. Are you the guy who was snatching salmon out of the bear's mouth as, you know, the bears were trying to catch them when they, as they float, you know, jumped out of the water and stuff?
That was me. You know, when the bears see me coming, they know, you know, I done wrestled enough bears. You know, one time I was out there on the Snake River. It's up near Washington, you know, very, very foresty area, a lot of bears. Anyway, so this bear, right, trying to take my salmon. I said, no, thank you, Mr. Bear. So me and this bear started wrestling. Bear reached down, just got my leg right off. Just whop, just once. So I'm in there.
Wait, what was that?
Shablam, whop. You know, just took my left leg clean off.
Right, clean off.
Right. Fortunately, it didn't get too high up.
Have a prosthetic right now?
Absolutely not. No, sir.
Oh, wait. Let me get this right. Mm-hmm. I think I know what happened next. So you went after the bear, took your leg back, and beat the bear with the leg and took off?
That is correct. However, I could not successfully reattach the leg. I had some twine with me, and I fashioned a pine needle, you know, and I connect.
So you fashioned a needle out of pine?
Yes, I did. You know, I just grabbed a tree, and you just rub it long enough, it'll turn into a needle. Absolutely, you know. But unfortunately, the leg grew some gangrene, so I had to rip it back off.
Did it start smelling like almonds?
Something. I don't know if almonds is the correct word. I'd say more like putridness. Putridness, is that?
Like putrid almonds?
Putrid almonds might be the word, but here's the thing. I know this is a health and wellness podcast. I just like to talk about power, willpower, because what I did is I just grew the leg back, sheer willpower. I just said, no thank you. And I just grew it back.
You grew the leg back.
Took me a couple days.
Two days.
I'd put some salve on it, you know. Little fish, you take the fish and take the oil from the fish.
Okay, all right.
Just rub it on there, and then you just be like, nuh-uh. I do not accept this.
Oh, so you do some kind of meditation.
I don't know about meditation. I just call it, I just will it. I just, yeah.
Okay.
It's the same thing. It's the same reason, you know, I also lost an eye before.
But you have both your eyes. Did you?
Willpower.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Well, you know, no eagle is going to take my eye. I mean, just because I happen to be pinned down by a crocodile carcass, it's the largest crocodile I've ever seen. And here comes this eagle, right? Okay.
All right.
And, I mean, I was eating, you know, because it was on top of me, so I had to eat my way out from the stomach. I'd killed it, but it was still on top of me. This eagle came in and just took my eyeball. Yeah. And you can't chase an eagle down. Now, I haven't achieved flight yet. That's my next feat.
But we all know. Willpower.
Willpower. I will fly. You just can't keep a good man down. You know, I was born in Texas. I don't know if you've ever been to Texas.
What part?
Yeah, middle, oh. Middle Texas.
Oh, okay, yeah. All
right. You know, there's many different parts of Texas. I was born right in the middle.
Yeah. Right in the middle.
Right in the dead of the center. The
whole thing.
My mama traveled to the center because you can't be real Texan. You were born on the left side of Texas, right side of Texas. I was born in the middle.
I see what
Texas.
You're saying. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Right in the middle where you get all the good stuff, all the good juju.
That's
the good mojo.
The most Texan you could be.
Absolutely.
Middle.
Absolutely. Yeah. Middle okay. Texas.
The heart.
Deep, so to speak. Deep in the heart of Texas. Anyway, so long story short, you know.
The shot. The stars at night.
Hey, don't get me started.
Bright.
I will say, deep in the heart
in the
of Texas.
Heart of Texas.
All right. Woo! Yeah. You know, I
know a little thing about Texas. I'm from Africa.
Oh, really? Now that's
fascinating. Born and raised.
Fascinating continent. Fascinating continent. Now, y'all got like cows and steers and things.
Oh yes, we do.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah. Actually, in Uganda, they have these very famous cows. They're famous because of their horns.
Longhorns?
Real long.
Yeah, we got
longhorns
in Texas. Yeah, I wrestled one time. I wrestled
really?
Lots of things. Yeah, okay. You know. I wouldn't say wrestled so much as I just headbutted it into submission. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. I grow eyeballs. I grow legs back. I headbutt cows in the submission. Africa sounds like fun. I'd like to take on one of them rhinos.
You know, you could definitely try that.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, I do believe that's my Uber. It's a little cold outside. So
You took an Uber.
I thought I'd take an Uber tonight. I'm gonna, you know, I did walk all the way down here. I thought I might take it easy. You know, get me a room down at the Ritz.
I forgot about that. You know, no one's gonna knock you for taking the Uber.
No, I'm thinking about a nice steak, maybe some eggs.
Got you.
Get a good
How do you have your steak?
Raw. What you talking about?
I'm sorry, I forgot. I was testing you. Okay, that's right.
Raw.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right.
And you know you cooking meat. I don't know. Anyway, I got to run, and I appreciate y'all. I hope everybody listens to teach1.com. It's go on down there to the website and check it out. Also, I'll be back in touch. Let y'all know how it goes. With the flying.
All right. Good to have you, man.
I will see y'all later.
All right. Man, that's the second guest tonight. Where did you go?
Well, no, I had to step out for a moment. Me and Rick Bill Davey. I don't know. What did he say his name was? I never, I met him.
I mean, the first time he said it, it literally sounded like, Louis C.K. would say.
You know how I met that gentleman?
The sound just oozed out of his mouth. He's like, blah, blah. I couldn't tell what he was saying.
He's an interesting cat. I was actually.
Dude, a real man, salt of the earth.
Salt of the earth. Let me tell you what happened. I was taking a road trip out to California on the famed Route 66 in a little town in Arizona. And I ran out of gas. And. I was walking along the side of the road, and all of a sudden, this wild coyote started chasing me. Right, and I ran a little bit, and here comes just out of nowhere, this man runs across and just tackles the coyote and just kills it, like just bites it in the neck.
What?
Yeah, it was amazing.
He bit the coyote.
Bit the coyote in the neck. Yeah. Then he took the spade out. Right, he actually dug until he found some oil, which he then refined with. He's like MacGyver into some gasoline. Got me going. It was amazing. It was amazing. We've been in touch ever since. I mean, the man is a gem.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, what did you think? Do you like him?
Yo, like I said, a real salt of the earth kind of guy. Anyone who just steals salmon out of bears' mouths.
Oh yeah. I mean, his stories.
I could probably
amazing.
Learn something from him. I don't know if I'd repeat these things.
Did he tell you about the leg?
Huh?
Did he tell you about the leg?
Oh, the leg? Yo, no. That, his
intense.
Willpower cannot be matched.
Uncanny.
Seriously.
But anyway, if you'd like to hear more from Rick Bill, Davey, John, Jingleheimer.
There was other guy. Darling.
Richard Darlington?
Yeah, Darlington, man.
AKA Dick Darlington.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a close family friend.
I mean... You've got some friends, some serious friends there.
Yeah, these are some interesting cats that I've just met along my journeys. Yeah, let me, just a little word of warning. Although I am sober now, and, don't ever try to outdrink an Australian. That's just, that's another story for another podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I don't indulge either, but I...
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's intense. Yeah.
Man. So.
So I think.
I mean, so what are we gonna say really in closing? Because I think we've rambled on enough.
I think, you know, I'd just like to say how, you know, pleased I am so far with the podcast.
Absolutely. Very, very tickled at where we're at right now.
Yeah.
And we definitely are committed to doing this. We're going to keep showing up, try to keep it new, do some different things here and there. But again, we're looking for everyone to join in, get involved with what we're doing. We're definitely looking to begin this next, you know, foray.
Yeah,
and going out and trying things, you know, reasonably soon.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
So hit us up. Please hit us up, okay? You can find us on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram, primarily Facebook and Instagram, at TWOTEACHONE. That's at TWOTEACHONE.
To teach one.
Yeah, and, you know, I just want to say thank you to some of the people who have been instrumental, you know, giving us some good feedback. You know, my buddy Vinny, our coworker and friend Dawn. Can you think of anybody else?
Absolutely, man. We've got Bridget.
Bridget, oh, yeah. Fantastic.
From the 20th Street Gym. Yes. She takes care of us. The entire team over there are really supportive. Lou.
Yeah.
We'll never go without a bad dad joke. As long as we're working out there. You know, Mo, Robert. Robert's a real stand-up guy. Helped us out with last year. He came in a pinch.
Yeah.
Real clutch. You know, and did a good job too. You know, so all those people.
Let's not forget about Darren.
Yeah, we've got Darren.
Co-worker Darren.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Darren's doing some really, really great things.
Oh, he does great work.
You know what?
We should.
I think we can try and find.
Yeah, we need to.
Find a way to get him on the podcast, man. Because some people could really, you know, benefit from some of the things he's got going on.
Involved in the community.
Absolutely. Yeah, that guy's moving on and doing really, really, really great things, man. Shout out to Darren.
Yeah, and to Owen and to everybody that's listening. If we haven't actually mentioned your name, it's just because, you know, we did just forget.
Yeah, I know there's many people. My buddy Isaac, who is in Australia.
Oh, no.
He's...
He's like listening right now, shaking his head. He's like, what was that?
Listen, I really want to know how that's going to go over. I'll be sure to actually point out this episode specifically. My buddy Isaac, you know, he messaged me. He was like, hey, man, you know, I think what you're doing is great. I think you've actually inspired me to actually start my podcast.
Oh, fantastic.
Because he's been thinking about doing that.
Yeah.
You know, he has
jump in there.
He's got a decent handle on the whole social media thing, you know, right. But he wants to do more. So I hope he does. I hope he does start his own podcast. I told him, you know, a little bit about, you know, what I know about starting a podcast so far.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, shout out to him. Shout out to, you know, everyone else.
Everybody. I
mean, you know, there's quite a few people. What we have noticed is that when we go, Tony, absolutely. Yeah. And all the other guys.
Yeah,
from
all the guys.
From you the know place. Where. Yeah. From the place. So, I mean, what I have noticed, though, is there's a lot more people listening than there are people following us.
Okay, yeah.
What we'd like to encourage everyone to do, find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yes.
For example, you can definitely find us on Google Play Podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Apple Podcast app.
You can find us on Apple Podcast app. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on Spotify and the Podbean app. Please go ahead, find our profile, and follow us.
So you never miss
another episode, because we're definitely going to have some really good stuff coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we think we're going to have a lot of fun here, and we're going to get back on track hopefully shortly with our second part of our cancer series.
Yeah, that's going to be real dope, man. The last one was tough.
It was intense.
I was listening to myself and I was just, I think I was a little bit too emotional to really deliver it, that.
Well, we all were, you know.
Content the way I wanted to.
Sure. Yeah. And as.
But I did my best.
Everybody did. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so interesting as a producer. So I listened to it and I edited everything to hear the difference and how we all were
right
talking about something so personal. But I think it's important because it lets our audience know, you know, who we are, where we come from. And so as we mix, just like life, you know, we mix the very profound and sometimes sad and deep experiences with the fun and
right.
the joy that's yeah. also to be found in life. And that's how life is. And that's how we want this podcast to be.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. balance in everything.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, that was a really, really great experience. I'm glad we're doing something a little bit, you know, lighter this time. Mm-hmm. We're going to follow this episode up with the second part to the cancer. I mean, it was a two-part episode. Truth be told, we were actually supposed to be recording that now.
Right.
But we decided to forego doing that because we didn't feel like we were quite ready. And we're committed to this. We're trying to give you guys, you know, our best.
Yeah.
And from what we're hearing from others, we're definitely having some success doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate, you know, hearing that because we do work hard on all of this stuff that we're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take this opportunity to definitely say a big thank you to Aaron. Aaron is a committed guy. He goes, you know, kicking and screaming, but once he's in there, he just like digs in and does it. You know, he's a hell of a guy. He's come a long way in the time that I've known him. You know, we're just really lucky to have you here.
Well, thank you.
You know, absolutely, man.
Well, we're lucky to have somebody with the drive and the vision that you have. I think that's why it works so well. Is none of this happens if Adrian doesn't spend some serious time like making stuff happen. Because like you said earlier, so many people, and this is what you've taught me most of all, besides, you know, picking up after myself.
We're working on that one.
We're just still working on that. But no, that, you know, many people have dreams. Many people have ideas. Many people have things they want to do. And then they think about how much they want to do it. And then they go on about their regular day because it's easier. It's easier to come home, to sit down in front of the TV or a video game and just let life play out.
Right.
What people who get things done do is, you know what? I want to do that. And now I'm going to do it. Now I'm going to like sacrifice. Now I'm going to take the time that I could be spending in leisure. And yeah, I've earned it. I worked hard today.
Right, right.
I deserve 4 hours. But if you want to accomplish things and you want to get stuff done, you put the time in, you put the effort in, and you make it happen. And that's what we're doing right now. We've made it happen largely in, you know, I'd say 80% of it was your drive and your vision. And I've been able to come along and help, and I love it. And so now I'm having so much fun because we did the hard work. Because
yeah, absolutely.
We took the time to learn how to do these things. We went through the growing pains of realizing that you don't really just walk in here and produce a podcast. You have to learn. You have to plan. You have to do stuff. And we've done that, and now we're here, and we're doing it. And we want to take everybody along with us on this amazing journey. And I want you to learn from kind of what we did. I don't know what your thing is. Maybe it's not a podcast, but whatever you want to do in life, get out there and do it.
Absolutely. It's very rewarding to just do it, because the truth is we do want this. There is a larger plan for where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the podcast is a standalone project that we believe is going to help people. We definitely are looking to make this podcast something that is self, you know, sufficient. And, you know, to that end, we will be definitely be, you know, in the future sometime looking to partner up with companies
mm-hmm.
that, you know, make stuff that we like
that we
already use, you know, and let you guys know about it, because that's part of, you know, this whole topic that we're talking about, health and wellness.
Right.
And a lot of it, you know, starts from within, which is why we haven't quite gotten to the point where, you know, we start integrating these other components.
Right.
But there's a lot of things, you know, that definitely aid the process.
Yes.
You know, of achieving, you know, an optimal level of health and wellness.
And sorting out, you know, good quality product from, you know, scams is another service that you can actually provide.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work. You know, you have to really do the work to figure out, you know, what's what.
Yeah.
And so, we're going to do what we can, you know, to create some relationships and to, you know, bring some of these things, you know, to everyone, you know. And you know, it's not like no one's out here trying to, you know, get rich about or anything like that. No. It's just simply so that we can help everyone out there, first of all.
And make it self-sustaining.
And make this, you know, the podcast as a project, you know, self-sustaining, as you said. So, yeah, I'm really excited, and you know, and thanks for saying all those great things. You know, about me. But you know, I think one of the most important things that I did was involving other people, because this is a people-centric project and business that's being built.
Right.
You know, and it's going to be the efforts of, you know, the collective effort of us and everyone that's going to come after us,
and
you know, that's going to help this thing grow.
And that's why we want people to be so involved from the beginning.
Absolutely.
Really, what you have to say, because it's not just about us, it's about the community that we can build and the good things that we can do.
Yeah, I mean, this project was, it's not my project, this came to me, it was presented to me by the universe, you know, call it what you want,
call it what you want, but
you know, and I just felt, because there was so many other things I've considered, but guess what? I actually never pulled the trigger on any of those other things.
But this is now in fruition.
Absolutely. No, it's happening.
Yeah.
You know, it went from being a dream
right now
to happening.
Yeah. We are in a studio recording a podcast.
We've been in this studio recording.
It's amazing.
And people are, you know, responding really well.
Yeah.
So and we want hope more like of them. More of them to let us know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Follow us on every platform, you know, definitely join the discussion. And like we said, we really want to involve you in the process of picking what we do next.
Yes.
Okay. So.
With that being said,
I think it's about time. Hopefully we can, you know, make our way back. I wonder how Bill, how far Bill has gotten in his Uber. Maybe we can get him to just will the snow out of our way.
He's probably trying that right now. He's probably pretty successful.
You're so right. By the time we get out there, the roads will be clear.
Yeah, it's true. And nobody's really sure of his actual name, by the way. I mean, he's Ricky, David, Bill, Earl, John,
right?
Frank.
Mm.
Yeah, he's an interesting cat.
Yeah, true.
He may be a cat. We're not really sure yet.
Oh, man. All right. The wheels officially flew off. All right. So, you know, on that bombshell.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. It's been a really good time. And everybody have a great week. And we will see you next week. So this is Aaron saying goodbye.
Yeah. My name's Adrian. Take care. Peace.